The Nose by Nikolai Gogol. 1. On the 25th of March, a very strange occurrence took place in St. Petersburg. On the Ascension Avenue, there lived a barber of the name of Ivan Yakovlevich. He had lost his family name, and on his sideboard, on which was depicted the head of a gentleman with one cheek soaped, the only inscription to be read was, "Bloodletting done here." On this particular morning, he awoke pretty early. Becoming aware of the smell of fresh-baked bread, he sat up a little in bed and saw his wife, who had a special partiality for coffee, in the act of taking some fresh-baked bread out of the oven. "Today, Praskovna Osipovna," he said, "I do not want any coffee. I should like a fresh loaf with onions." "The blockhead may eat bread only, as far as I'm concerned," said his wife to herself. "Then I shall have a chance of getting some coffee." And she threw a loaf on the table. For the sake of propriety, Ivan Yakovlevich drew a coat over his shirt, sat down at the table, shook out some salt for himself, prepared two onions, assumed a serious expression, and began to cut the bread. After he had cut the loaf in two halves, he looked and, to his great astonishment, saw something whitish sticking in it. He carefully poked round it with his knife and felt it with his finger. "Quite firmly fixed," he murmured in his beard. "What can it be?" He put in his finger and drew out a nose. Ivan Yakovlevich at first let his hands fall from sheer astonishment. Then he rubbed his eyes and began to feel it. A nose, an actual nose. And moreover, it seemed to be the nose of an acquaintance. Alarm and terror were depicted in Ivan's face, but these feelings were slight in comparison with the disgust which took possession of his wife. "Whose nose have you cut off, you monster?" she screamed, her face red with anger. "You scoundrel! You tippler! I myself will report you to the police! Such a rascal! Many customers have told me that while you were shaving them, you held them so tight by the nose that they could hardly sit still." But Ivan Yakovlevich was more dead than alive. He saw at once that this nose could belong to no other than Kovalov, a member of the municipal committee whom he shaved every Sunday and Wednesday. "Stop, Praskovna Osipovna! I will wrap it in a piece of cloth and place it in the corner. There it may remain for the present. Later on I will take it away." "No, not there! Shall I endure an amputated nose in my room? You understand nothing except how to strop a razor. You know nothing of the duties and obligations of a respectable man. You vagabond, you good-for-nothing. Am I to undertake all responsibility for you at the police office? Ah, you soap smearer, you blockhead. Take it away where you like, but don't let it stay under my eyes." Ivan Yakovlevich stood there flabbergasted. He thought and thought and knew not what he thought. "The devil knows how that happened," he said at last, scratching his head behind his ear.